Hey folks, thanks for tuning in to another episode of VANF Podcast. We're doing another IGDN Spotlight with, once again, Mr. James Kerr from Radio James Games. How you doing, sir?
Hi, Mike. Thank you for having me back. I must be doing something right if you keep having me on.
Well, you're a great company, sir. I appreciate it. I have to beg your indulgence while I play my contractually obligated cheesy intro music, so just give me 1 second. Sorry about that. That's our trademark. It assures our viewers that this is a high quality, high production values podcast. So only the finest farm to table geeky conversation for your podcast listening pleasure. So James, last time you were here, you were talking about Solo Martial Blues, and we are crowdfunding this project once again on Kickstarter this time.
Yes, it is on Kickstarter until, I have to check my dates, April 26th. It's already funded. It funded in 24 hours, but now it's continuing to climb. And I'm tickled pink, and we're reaching for stretch goals, which for the first while is just, hey, more words, hey, more art, hey, more stuff. And then we'll see how far it goes from there.
Well, yeah, cool. Once again, I'm sure I've said it before, but you have beautiful art. I love the cover image here you have for the Kickstarter.
Yeah, that was Stephen Wu, who did some art for the predecessor to this game, Fight to Survive, role-playing martial arts meets heart. And he also did art for, he's done a lot of art. Like, he's done a lot of stuff. He's just a fancy pants kind of guy. You may notice him most. He did some art in, I'm sure I'm saying it wrong, but Jinkashi Blood at the Banquet Hall, the one about the hopping vampires and the family that owns a restaurant. Great game. I think it's distributed by Wedding Games, actually. And he did art for that. A bunch of art for them. So he's wonderful, and he's doing the art here. He really gets it. He really groks the subject matter. And he made this stunning, lovely cover. And that's just a portion of the cover. So I cheated a little bit because there's so much good stuff on that cover. And a bunch of the sketches.
I noticed you have a slightly unconventional campaign because you're going for longer than 30 days, it looks like.
Yeah, Mike,
an awkward question. Sorry, I didn't mean to put you on the spot.
I could try and be clever. I could try and say it was all very clever. Actually, I was at Breakout Con this weekend, and one of the other publishers, which is the largest convention in Canada, it takes place in Toronto annually, and another one of the publishers approached me and was like, wow, it was so smart of you to launch immediately and then just have a really long campaign. You're so clever as a publisher. And I had to be like, no, I can't take this one. My finger slipped, and it's now a super long campaign. I can't pretend that I was smart or clever in any way. But the fact is, I was just so eager because the book is ready. It's all set to go, and I just want a chance to expand it and get it out and involve all the lovely people. Because like you publish, you must love publishing. I love publishing, but publishing is so much more fun when you can involve other people from the community, when you can get a great artist, you can get a great editor, and you can get a great sensitivity reader and involve other people and bring something out that isn't just coming from your own brain, but it's coming from a whole team of people. I think it's super fun. So I really want to involve that team of people and make something that's going to be really spiffy and not just insular James Kerr.
I understand. There's something special about collaboration, kind of brings things to life. So I completely get where you're coming from there. So how was the convention?
It was a good convention. I ran a bunch of Fight to Survive, role-playing martial arts meets heart, which is the tabletop version of this. And then Solo Martial Blues is the solo version of this. And I got to connect with a bunch of publishers and distributors, like Compose Dream Games was there, and they sell a bunch of my books. And it was wonderful to connect with them, and it was wonderful to connect with other publishers. And it's just great to have a big old convention within Canada. Yeah, very noisy though. My voice is a little suffering for the effort of trying to run a game in a crowded room.
Yeah.
But other than that, wonderful experience.
All right. Liked it. Well, cool. Well, just to mention to folks who are watching and listening and not watching, I've got the URL for James Kickstarter down below, just kickstarter.com/projects/James Kerr, Kerr, K-E-R-R, /solo-marshall-blues. Also, if you just, Google Solo Marshall Blues Kickstarter, it comes right up. 38 days left, so there is plenty of time to jump on the bandwagon. It's funded. We're knocking down stretch goals at this point, so it's a good time to, pitch in and take the ride. So, James, we were talking, if you wanted, I've got the character sheet. We could, kind of walk through a little pseudo demo of the solo gameplay if you wanted. Sort of show the audience at home what it's like.
That sounds like a good idea to me, Mike. It's okay. Just, are you ready for it?
Let me center my chi.
Okay. All right. Okay. You get yourself like don't go in cold. Like make sure you put your robe on and you're getting hot to run out because we need your intro music, right? Well, I guess you have your. We did start with your intro music.
Did start with the intro music. Yeah. I've got some mountain goats playing in the background. I will do some push-ups here in my mind. And all right, let's check it out. Here is Solo Marshall Blues. This is the character sheet. I got it in MS Paint because I'm sophisticated like that.
We're high tech around here. So it's a busy character sheet, but it's a whole system. So mm-hmm. and it's all on there. And character creation breaks down into just five steps mm-hmm. with a few little sub steps under that. Mm-hmm. So the very very first thing we need to concern ourselves with is build, which you mm-hmm. see a bar, your cursor is over it. You can be small, thin, medium, tall, or muscular, or huge. And then the whole bar is across there, and you just check mark one of them. The bigger you are, the harder you hit, and the smaller you are, the faster you are. So, for instance, if you are tall and muscular, then the person who's only a medium build is going to be faster than you. So, what do you like? Mike, what are you feeling? Do you have a vision for a character in mind? Are you the kind of guy who just makes the same character throughout all kinds of systems and dimension hops it? Or are you the kind of person who mixes it up completely? Or where do you sit?
Well, my character last night was a goose in a Guy Ritchie style caper. So I do tend to mix things up a little bit. But basically, he was Jason Statham as a goose.
Okay. So Jason Statham as a goose. So that would a little bit more foul than Jason Statham usually is.
Oh, sir. So Jason Statham is a tiny man, though, right? So he would be on the small side, I think.
Is he a tiny man? How tall is he?
Well, I don't know. I guess let's Google it.
I mean, I don't know if that's really the pressing question we need, but like, now I'm curious how tall Jason Statham is. I don't think he's noticeably.
He is actually 5'10". He just looks short because he was next to Dwayne Johnson in that one movie. So,
everybody looks. Well, Dwayne Johnson's only like 6'3", though, isn't he?
Well, yeah, he's 170 pounds and 5'10", so he's muscular. Let's call him medium. Is medium fair?
Yeah, no, medium's fair. Medium's fair.
Okay, so let's say medium.
And stick a little X on there.
Yeah, there we go. And then we can move that up. No, over that way. Okay, close enough. So that we know what we're moving in. So. So he's medium, and let's give him a name then. So we've decided he's British, slight bill, probably working class accent. So he's probably the kind of guy who goes by a nickname.
Sure. So
let's call him Knuckles Greenbrier. That doesn't seem like a real fighter's last name, does it?
No. Knuckles is a great... you just want to add a really mundane first name on the beginning of that, like Eldon Knuckles Greenborough or something, right?
Okay.
So it sounds nice and nice and blue collar.
Elden, Knuckles, Staffordshire. All right, the fourth. Okay, there we go.
Elden, Knuckles, Staffordshire, the fourth. Okay. Now, is he a fella for his gender?
Yeah, we're going to call him a fella. So we will say male. And date of birth, RIP, we don't know yet.
We don't know yet, but the date of birth is set because we have a set structure here. But and his heritage, you wanted him to be British. Just ambiguously British, or do you want to say like he's from Staffordshire or from Yorkshire or the Bath district?
Well, I've actually been to Yorkshire, so I guess I know that they like their peas there, so I've got some background. Okay.
He's northern, then is he?
Yeah, but I say northern British, that works.
Yorkshire is absolutely fine. You can see I'm not sure there.
Well, perhaps we're going into
central northern.
Yeah. I can't do the accent anyway. So an MA is
it's okay. Don't worry about martial arts just yet, because you're gonna find one when you find a teacher, if we even get that far. Okay. But you do want to check off a mode of dress. Are you in cultural attire, fancy dress, your martial arts uniform, which we don't have yet, or professional wear or street clothes? You feel free to change this later on. It's just there to help you visualize what your character is like. You know what Knuckles kind of approach to life is, right?
I'm going to regret that name, aren't I? But I'll stick with it for now. I'm going to say he's fancy dress. He wears tweed. He's a tweedy Britishman, Englishman.
A tweedy Yorkshireman named Knuckles. Yeah.
He's full of tweedy impertinence. He doesn't know his station. Okay, there we go. It's okay. Good enough. Pen pal Judy Herrera.
He's got, well, we're going to talk about Judy. He in life, life is hard. So you mm-hmm. have some comforts to help you in your fight against, mm-hmm. Against the stresses of life. And mm-hmm. one of them is Judy Herrera, your pen pal. Mm-hmm. One of them is the Great Grocery, which mm-hmm. is located in the Battery. And that's mm-hmm. where we're going to start. It was your character's late father's grocery store that you've inherited and you're going to have to fight to protect. Understood. And the last thing is one half of an amulet given to you mm-hmm. by your once estranged, now just recently deceased mm-hmm. father. And you get to choose between those three things, mm-hmm. which one is worth working for, which is to mm-hmm. say the value in it is just one, which one is worth fighting for, which mm-hmm. is to say the value in it is three, and which one mm-hmm. is worth killing for, which is mm-hmm. to say the value is five.
Okay, well,
you're distributing a three and a five.
So Judy Herrera,
the Great Grocery. Yeah.
Let's say five for Judy. Great Grocery, I'll say three. And amulet, we'll say one.
Okay. All right, now we're gonna distribute some techniques, and this mm-hmm. is I don't know if you can do pencil on or just be prepared to erase these numbers because they may mm-hmm. change a little bit through character creation. But you're a medium build, eh?
Yeah.
Okay, so you have your choice. You can either put a +2, you can put a +2 into grapple, punch, or kick, mm-hmm. or a +1 into two of those.
All right. Well, grapple, punch, or kick. All right, so give me my options again.
You can put a +2 into grapple, mm-hmm. punch, or kick, or a +1 into two of them.
Okay, so let's do +1 into grapple. And since I'm Jason Statham is playing me in this production, I will do mm-hmm. grapple and kick. So +1 for grapple, +1 for kick.
Yeah, and don't be afraid to have a zero amount. It just means that you're martially competent. It doesn't mean that you can still punch as well as a martial artist. You're not punching like a feeble old grandmother or something. Okay. Well, there are some pretty tough old grandmothers out there, certainly.
Thank you for sending it so I don't get those angry emails from those Marshall grandmothers.
You never know. You never know. There's always a tougher grandmother out there.
There is. All right, so I've got one in grapple and one in kick.
Okay, and next we're going to figure out what you're naturally skilled at. Mm-hmm. So one of those techniques, any mm-hmm. one of them, grapple, punch, kick, block, or footwork, mm-hmm. you're going to get a +3.
Okay, let's say footwork because he seems like
you can add that onto your grapple if you want to, or your mm-hmm. or your kick if you want to, and it's any one of them. It depends how well-rounded you want to be or how specialized you want to be.
Well, I'm going to go with footwork right now. You said that was +3?
Yep.
Okay, so there we go.
And then finally, you have one last little, to make mm-hmm. life a little bit easier, one last little +1.
Mm-hmm. Okay, that should probably go into block. So.
Oh, you're a very well-rounded guy, but an excellent dancer. You're a snappy dancer. Is what that tells me.
That's the story's writing itself, so that's cool. +1. Okay.
All right, you're done. You're done. Yep. The character's done, and you're ready for play. That was I didn't time us. Is it like mm-hmm. 5 minutes?
10 minutes. It was fast. Yeah.
Yeah. And it's a little bit different than Fight to Survive because in Fight to Survive you are supposed to generally make your characters together as a group mm-hmm. in relation to each other. But otherwise, you're set to go. Okay, do you want to dive in?
Do
you need to take a stiff drink first or anything?
One second, hang on. Oh, wow, we have an audience. We have 7 folks watching us. Hey, folks, if you have any questions for James, please sound off in the comments. We'd love to hear from you. So we are playing Solo Martial Blues, which... just to mention again, Kickstarter right now, if you just do a Google for Solo Martial Blues Kickstarter, it'll come right up. 38 days left in Kickstarter, and we're funded. So jump on in. And James, let's do it.
You're making me wish that I brought out my proper microphone and that I wasn't on a little tablet here. But there's a bit of you would be reading this here. This is the print off of the pre-release version.
Oh, nice.
All bound up. And we're just going to be flipping through the pages starting in 1950.
Okay.
Because it's all laid out. It was all laid out from the stretch goal. And mm-hmm. then the Kickstarter is to fund to make it a lot mm-hmm. bigger, right? Because mm-hmm. we have the game progresses through years, and we're probably not quite going to get through 1950. But mm-hmm. there's 1950, 51, and 52 here. Mm-hmm. And then as the Kickstarter funds more and more, I'll get to add 53, 4, 5, 6, 7. They're written up to 59. Mm-hmm. So we'll see what results. We'll see how much people want it, right? How much people want to fight for it. So here we go. 1950. Welcome to the Battery. Mm-hmm. This is pretty personal, Mike, and it's pretty hammy. So keep that in mind. It's playing to the genre conventions of martial arts cinema, but I'll stop prefacing. Mm-hmm. So welcome to the Battery. Mm-hmm. After your estranged father's sudden death, a letter came to you from your stepmother pleading with you to take over your father's little community grocery store. Mm-hmm. So you came, bringing only what you could carry. The only person you know in New Hope City is your childhood pen pal, Judy Herrera. The two of you share an interest in martial arts. Not that you have much experience in it. You're a natural fighter, but you've never before had to fight to survive.
All right.
Background for 1950. Mm-hmm. This is post-World War II, so still riding the post-war boom in martial arts, violent folks from all over have come to New Hope City, all mm-hmm. trying to find their place and win. In terms of politics, well, tonight, in a surprise victory, former pro wrestler Marion Hill has been elected mayor of New Hope City. Mm-hmm. So that's an exciting development. And also a note on CECOM Industries. After a particularly profitable war and an influx of foreign investors, specifically from mainland China, the Carter Company has rebranded as CECOM Industries. So there's your background of what's happening in 1950. Mm-hmm. Now, we have the first fight. Fist Fight is the name of the subsection. Making your way to the great grocery for the first time, you take in the city. You didn't know that the Battery, the district where your small mom-and-pop store sits, was the slum of New Hope City, but you're beginning to get the picture. All around you are abandoned factories. Steam pipes seem to jut out of everywhere. Derelict cars sit jacked up on cinder blocks astride cracked roads. Sometimes overhead wires are so crowded they block the sun. When suddenly, out from the alley shadows comes a street thug, down on his luck, but more than that, looking for trouble. The thug grabs you suddenly and pushes you up against a nearby brick wall. Your money or your life! In a striking display of stupidity, the mugger's name is embroidered on the front of his denim overalls. Blast off Bill, unless the overalls themselves are stolen. Bill, presumably, attacks you and attempts to subdue you before stealing your amulet and fleeing. So, mechanically, your amulet is now under threat. Under threat means you take half of the comfort's value, rounded up, in hardship. So how much do you have in your amulet now?
One. So half of that rounded up is one.
Is one. So please put fill in one in hardship, which is the track on the very bottom of the sheet.
Okay.
Health and hardship are similarly, if you exceed those, you are out of the game. If you fall off the charts. So we're trying to avoid filling them up as best as we can, but you get check marks in health when you get punched in the face, and you get check marks in hardship when bad things happen to you, or even just when things are under threat and you start getting, as in this case, stressed out. All right. In life, you must fight to preserve the things that are important to you, your comforts. So let's get into a fight. Are you prepared?
Aye.
You're ready? Okay, good. So, you must have taken a wrong turn on your way to get to your dad's store because you've ended up in a dirty alleyway fight on an empty street of boarded up shops. Such is a fighter's life, I guess, if that's what you are anyway. You must prepare three moves for the round. So, Mike, please choose between grapple, punch, kick, block, and footwork. Now, you could choose the same move multiple times if you wanted to choose punch, punch, punch. But we need three moves from you. And you can let me know what they are. It doesn't matter. The responses are, his responses are right here. And then we're going to compare the moves back and forth. The triangle in the, I guess it's a diamond. The diamond in the middle of the character sheet represents how those moves interact with each other.
All right, so this is step one, posturing. Is that correct?
Correct. Step one, posturing, is come up with three moves to represent your behavior in the fight. You don't have to use them in sequence. So, for instance, if you chose punch, grapple, punch, that doesn't mean you have to punch, grapple, punch. You could punch, punch, grapple, or grapple, punch, punch, or whatever. Just the point is having three of them in mind, just like that moment when you, I don't know if you have a career street fighting yourself, Mike, but you know, as you jump into a street fight and you're thinking, oh, what am I going to do? And you have a few ideas in mind as you're engaging and leaping into that back alley, as I'm sure you have often come out swinging.
Yeah. Well, you know, actually I was in a schoolyard scrape in sixth grade with the toughest kid in my school. And I did an open hand slap across the bridge of his nose, and toughest kid in my school was a hemophiliac. So he had to go to the nurse's office and get his clotting agent. So I went to a very tough school, sir.
That was almost a scene from Karate Kid 2, Mike.
All right. So let's do footwork kick as my first three.
Oh, postures. Footwork kick. Okay. All right. So in this fight sequence, there's nothing special about this fight. It is a dirty street side mugging, as ordinary in the Battery as runoff from the rain. So in the first round, Blast Off Bill issues the opening move, and you must respond to it. Bill says, you're going down, down, down. And he's going to throw a move at you. And I have to flip to the back of my book here to look up the move key. Otherwise, it would be in front of me. But just for reference here, I have a number code, and I look up what the move is. So when I'm prepared, when I'm playing alone, I don't spoil it for myself and know what he's going to pick before I go picking my moves. So F4. Yeah, F4. All right, he's kind of a wild guy, this Blastoff Bill. So he's going to come out with a kick, and he tries to kick you. I think he's going to try and kick you in the shins, honestly, because he's a bit unhinged, this fellow. So he's going to kick you in the shins. So he issues a kick. So you want to come out with a move that's going to do well against a kick. What would you like to do as your move?
I would think footwork is probably the way to go, is kind of, you know, dance away from his attack and get to his blind side.
Absolutely. Well, footwork wins against kick every single time. It doesn't matter what the technique is. We only bring in technique when we're comparing moves that are comparable to each other. So, for instance, if he's kicking and he's like doing a bunch of shin kicks and you decide to kick and you're doing a bunch of high kicks or something, we compare technique to see who's the better kicker. But in this case, footwork is just going to walk away from it. So he has to respond with his next move. So I'm going to look up his next move on the chart, which is D11. Okay, he's going to continue to kick you and try and kick out your shins. You don't have to issue the next move yet because defensive moves stand. They don't do damage, but they keep going. So he's burning all of his moves trying to kick out your shins as you wiggle along, and he's going to issue his third move, which is C9. Oh, yep. So he's going to try and he gets sick of trying to kick your shins, and he tries to punch you in the face. So now you're going to need to issue another move.
Okay, I'll go for footwork. Let's do footwork again, since I have two of them.
Okay, doing footwork again. Footwork loses against punch, and I'm sorry, you are going to get punched in the nose. So please tick off a square of health, the first one under bruised.
Yep, there we go. Okay.
Okay, and he is now out of moves. He has nothing left for the round. Do you have any moves left?
I have kick left, so I'll kick him in the head.
Okay, so undisturbed, you are able to kick him in the head, and he is now bruised from the fight. And you were the last one to hit, so you win that round. So now we go on to round two, because it is best two out of three. Mm-hmm. Round two, the thug Blastoff Bill cries out and shoves you back against the brick wall beside a busted trash can and a pile of crumpled newspapers. He's spitting nonsense now. Bill says, whoosh, whoosh, wham, put, 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 put. Yeah, he's a character. All right, so he's going to, it's your round, and you won, so you're the aggressor now. So you're going to lead. You're going to issue the opening move. So please choose three more moves.
Okay, so let's do footwork, block, kick. That's my three moves.
Okay, and which one would you like to open with?
Kick.
Okay, you open with a kick. And his first move is he's gotten a little bit wiser. As you start kicking, he's going to grab that kick with a grapple and wrap himself around it.
And
that is going to beat your kick, so you need to issue the next move.
Okay, I'll go with footwork, try to get away from his grapple.
Okay, what's your technique in footwork? Because
it's a plus three.
It's a plus three.
Yep.
Oh, that's better than his grapple. So you managed to footwork away from his kick. Fine. And then he has to issue the next move, which is G5. All right. He continues to try and grapple you. But that's not going to work. And you need to issue the next move. So what have you got left?
I got black left. So.
Okay. Did you footwork away from his? Okay, sorry, he burned the move, and then he has to issue the next move. You're really fighting defensively here, Mike. People don't usually start off that way in their first fights. G6. Okay, he's going to catch up with you with a punch. He's going to catch up with your footwork with a punch. What do you have? Have you just used your footwork this round?
I've already used my footwork. That was my first move was footwork, and then... Yeah. I went with footwork, block, kick. So I've used.
Okay, so you used the footwork, and he tried to grab you. It didn't work. He tried to grab you. It didn't work because the footwork still stands. And now he's trying to punch you. So the footwork is burned, and he's out of moves now. But you've got two moves left. So what have you got left? A block and a punch, you said?
I guess a block and a kick. I'll go for kick then. Block and kick. Yeah.
Okay. So the kick isn't going to, sorry, we need to go through this. I don't have
you know what? I think I made a mistake. I think I started off with a kick and he grappled that. And then I got away from him with a footwork. I think all I have left now is a block.
Okay. What's your technique in block? Do you have anything?
Just one.
I mean, just one is better than zero, which is what he has.
Okay.
So you managed to, unless I haven't thought this through. Oh God, we're live. It'll keep going. Yeah, because it was a punch. He was issuing a punch to you, so you blocked the punch. So that's clean. All right. I'm sorry if I've made that as clear as mud.
No worries.
I have you managed to block the punch, and mm-hmm. you don't get hit. Nobody resolves, and mm-hmm. you were the aggressor, and because you scored the hit last time, you didn't manage to hit him. Mm-hmm. So the round goes to him effectively. So you're entering into round three with Blast Off Bill.
Okay.
Well, if your intention is to injure and you don't manage to injure, then the round mm-hmm. doesn't go to you. That's 203. All right. So round three, Bill seems desperate and yells. His eyes seem to bug out from his head, and he will issue the opening move regardless. So he's going to issue the opening move.
Do you need me to pick some moves before we get started?
Yep, please.
Okay. How many do we need?
Yeah, just three.
Just three. All right, let's go. We were defensive last time. Let's go offensive this time. I'll go grapple, kick, and punch.
Oh, and well-rounded offense. Yeah, grapple, mm-hmm. kick, and punch. So he's going to go first. He is mad in the eyes and bugging out, and he's going to leap after you with a grapple to try and grab you around the collar.
Mm-hmm.
How would you like to respond?
I guess I'll grapple back.
Okay, what's your technique in grapple?
Just one.
Okay, is that better than his grapple? It is better than his grapple. Okay, so he's grappling you, and you grapple him back, shuffling off his grab on your collar, and he's going to have to issue what's next, G5. He doesn't manage to do it, though, because he's trying another grapple on you. So... You've got another. Well, you won that exchange. You didn't, so he's going to grapple back. So what have you got to respond to that?
Let's punch him.
Okay, that's going to hit if he doesn't have anything to respond with it. So L3 footwork. No, he's just going to get hit. He tries to scramble away at the last minute, mm-hmm. but you manage to clock him in the jaw, and you do damage to him. So your punch is going to issue one damage. He goes in to beat up, mm-hmm. and you won best two out of three rounds.
All right.
So you win.
Do I get my amulet back?
Yeah, you get your amulet back. You win, or at least manage not to get robbed. You kick Bill in the overalls, sending him on his way. There doesn't seem to be much point in teaching anybody a life lesson. You rescued your amulet from being under threat, increasing your comfort for your amulet by one. Having to fight for it makes you treasure it a little bit more. So please change that to as we're able.
Well, hang on. We'll just blot it out. And then there we go. All right.
Okay. You ban me a little bit more. All right. Let's go to the Great Grocery.
Mm-hmm.
So, the Great Grocery. There isn't much of a sign out front, and it's badly faded, but you know you've reached the Great Grocery. The bell hanging over the door jingles when you enter. Inside, there are bins filled with fruits and vegetables, and behind them aisles lined with dry goods, and at the back is a single freezer humming loudly. This is it. It's a small community mom-and-pop grocery store, except now without the pop. The woman standing by the counter to the right leans in and says, "Well, you've decided to come and save the shop, your father's legacy. I guess I should say thank you." So Lila Hadry puts you to work immediately. She's your stepmother, and she has you stocking shelves and lifting crates. You get the notion that she may be pushing you a little hard to see what you're made of, to get your mettle. At least you hope so, because if every day is like this, there's going to be a problem. So look at your grapple. Which is your grapple technique is also your statistic for strength. What's your grapple technique?
That is +1.
OK. Okay, plus one. So at this, she's pushing you so hard that you need a strength of three or more, or you're going to gain one hardship from the hard work she's putting you through. So you're going to get a hardship. If you could go down to your hardship track, and you have a choice. You can either fill in the second one of stressed out, or you could go up to the first one of just snapped. The first brackets, or the first in each bracket, is pretty easy to eliminate. The second in each bracket is a little bit harder, and the third in each bracket is pretty hard to get rid of.
All right, so I'll fill in just snap then, because this is the first one, as you say. So. Okay.
Okay. Now, at the end of the day, when every bit of work imaginable is done, when you get the chance to carve out a break for yourself, choose one of the following. You can either spend some time in your new environment coming to appreciate it, which is you pick a comfort between the great grocery or your amulet and you increase them by plus one. Mm-hmm. Or you can rest and unpack and settle yourself in, nurse your sores if you've got any from being knocked around in the mugging, and heal that first checkbox of bruised. Or you realize you're going to need more strength if you're going to live in a place like New Hope City, especially the Battery. And in the little apartment above the great grocery where you're staying for now, you find a disused room of boxes, crates, and garbage. It's cramped and dusty and not ideal. You manage to clear out enough space to work out on the wooden floor, honing your fighting skills if you'd like to train. Now, the only problem with training is you're increasing your technique, but you're also increasing your hardship because training is hard. Mm-hmm. So from the top, it's you can increase the comfort, you can rest and recover your health, or you can train, but that comes at the expense of hardship.
Gotcha. What do you wanna do? Kind of want to train, to be honest with you.
Okay, then give yourself one hardship and give a plus one to any moves technique.
Okay, so I will color in this guy here, unstressed out, and we will go to, let's see. Okay, we're going to have to erase that guy, aren't we? So, okay, and let's just stick with the marker since that's a little easier, so. Plus two for now. So there we go. Okay.
All right. So, I mean, we'd be entering into another section. How long do you want to, how far do you want to keep going into this? Into the first, like, fourth page or something. But
this seems like a pretty good demo. Do you want to do one more fight, or you think this is a pretty good illustration of the game here?
Sure, we can do one more fight, because the next thing is a fight. Okay. All right. So this is Enter the Fighting Schoolgirl. You're sorting bad cabbages when the bell above the door of the great grocery jingles and a young woman enters. You don't recognize her at first because you haven't seen her since grade school, but before your mother took you away to Woodside beyond the city. This is Judy Herrera, or the Fighting Schoolgirl, as she signs her letters. She is a small, dark-haired, conservatively dressed, smiling firecracker. She embraces you in an extended, squealing hug. She says, I'm not going to try and do a schoolgirl voice, but is that you? I've been here every day this week looking for you. I wasn't sure when you'd arrive. Judy bothers you through your day of work, chatting your ear off, and sometimes helps as you grow accustomed to how the great grocery operates. At the end of the workday, when you're cleaning up shop, carrying out a bag of garbage to the back alley, Judy roars and attacks you. There is trash, broken bottles, and old wooden boxes all around you in the narrow alley strip behind the great grocery. Not exactly a glamorous space. So you're not quite sure what's happening with Judy, but she's smiling. Round one, Judy is going to eagerly issue the opening move, and you must respond to it. So please choose three moves.
Okay. Three moves, I guess. Grapple, footwork, and kick.
Okay. You ready?
Yep.
All right, Judy comes in with a great big hi-ya and tries to chop you with a punch.
Mm-hmm. All right, I said grapple, footwork, and kick, so I guess footwork will be my defensive move to her punch.
Maybe you want to, do you want to check the chart? That's a little bit of, I guess footwork doesn't work against punch. That's how you got punched in the
Oh, sorry. All right. So she's the aggressor. Footwork, block, kick. All right. I should have been paying attention. Okay. So footwork, block, kick, punch, groundwork. All right. So she's trying to punch me?
She's trying to punch you. Yes.
All right, so what
works against punch is like a kick always works against punch. A punch might work against punch. And a block also works against punch.
All right, so the black arrows pointing to the left, they work. Okay. In that case, I'll use my kick.
Okay, great. So she's going to you extend farther with your kick than she's able to punch. So it's going to intercept the punch. And she's going to respond to it with a... Oof, she issues another punch, which is not going to go well for her. So she's going to get hit and she gets bruised. What's your move?
Okay, I guess I grapple.
Okay, you're going to grapple her and she's in response is going to try and kick you. That doesn't go very well for her because a kick loses against a grapple. You grapple her to the ground in the back of the side alley and do another tick of damage. So Judy is now looking kind of beat up. We're into round two. Can you win the round very, very soundly. Can you please choose three more moves?
All right. Let's go aggressive. Let's go grapple, punch, kick.
Okay. So, I lost my chart. There we go. All right. You are issuing the opening move because you won the last round.
All right, so I'm on the aggressor, so on the left side of the triangle of the diamond. Yeah,
it's the same both sides, like it's mirrored perfectly. So it's just a mnemonic. So,
all right, so I will issue a kick.
Okay, and she's going to respond with a kick herself. What's the technique you have in your kick?
Kick. That's plus one.
Okay, she has a fancier kick than you do. She's got a five technique in her kick. Her kick is going to win, and you have to come up with another move, or you might get hit.
Okay. I guess I will do footwork. Oh, wait a second. I should look at this. Hang on. So she's the aggressor. She's kicking.
No, you're the aggressor. She's the responder in this case. She started off with a punch and then you kicked and then she kicked in response, but her kick is better than your kick. So now you're using a footwork in order to get away, which is going to work against a kick every time. And she sees you moving away in the back alley, kicking garbage aside or whatever else. And she's going to use her footwork as well and flip about. How much do you have in your footwork?
I have three.
Okay. She also has three. So you're not going to force her to try and burn another move. So that means it's your turn.
Okay. I think I had a punch. No, wait. Did I say punch or grapple?
Rewind the tape.
I don't recall.
this is why I like to write things down.
Yeah, I should write it down. I'm sorry. Let's go with grapple then. Plus two is the technique.
Okay. All right. So you go with the grapple and she tries a fancy kung fu flying kick. Which is not going to work against the grapple. So you, again, just like the end of the first round, wrestle her to the ground and do a point of damage to her. She is now into a knocked out state. She's not going to get knocked out. She's just going to shake her head and get back up again. Shuffling backwards, Judy grabs the back wall of the great grocery to steady herself. She says, "Whoa, okay, you weren't kidding. Oh, I was just testing you. Jeez, okay, have I got a place for you then? Now the real fun's going to begin." That ends the fight. But Judy insists on taking you someplace. Who knows where you'll end up? And then she takes you onto this fighter's bar called Poisons in the Battery. And you have many misadventures there. And it's just the book continues on like that as a combination of fights and challenges, like when we compare it to your heart. And little springboarding story segments that try not to get too long, just to give you a sense of the place, and then choices, like lots and lots of choices about what you do with your time. And you eventually have to pick which martial arts teacher you want to go with, and whether you want to stay with them, and as adventure unravels with you managing this grocery store. in 1950s.
That's pretty cool. I have to say I enjoyed that. So thanks, James. Appreciate your time. That was fun.
Well, thank you very much, Mike. So the Kickstarter for Solo Marshall Blues is going on until, what is it, April 26th? April 26th, yeah. And it's funded now, but the more we can do, the more years we can add, because I've got 1950, 51, and 52, but I'd really want to add in 53, 54 at least. At least I'd like to get up to 55, and we'll see how big we can make it. It's not going to be too, I'm hoping it's going to land at about 200 pages. 200 pages, 5.5 by 8.5, and it will look gorgeous. With art by Stephen Wu, it'll look gorgeous, absolutely.
Yeah, he's a good artist. So, all right, cool. Well, hey, folks, check him out. He's a Kickstarter now, Solo Marshall Blues. You got 38 more days to check it out. So it's a good time. Help him hit some, stretch goals. So once again, James, good talking to you. And to all our viewers and listeners out there, thanks for checking us out. And we'll see you next time on the BAMF Podcast. So...